I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Time now for our Africa update. We begin in Zimbabwe.
I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, do swear that I will well and truly serve Zimbabwe in the office of President. So help me God.
After weeks of uncertainty, Robert Mugabe was declared the winner of a runoff election and sworn in for a sixth term as Zimbabwe's president. Mugabe was the only candidate in the race after opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai withdrew amid claims of state-sponsored violence and intimidation. Leaders around the world have condemned the vote as a sham. On the phone is Zimbabwe's ambassador to the United States, Mashavinika Mapuranga. Ambassador, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So, when you have spoken with people in Zimbabwe who are telling you, describing to you the situation on the ground, what kind of a description are you getting of what things are like in Harare?
Everything is back to normal. The situation is quiet. Obviously, those members of the ruling party who saw the triumph of their president in the runoff election may be celebrating in their houses, those of the opposition may be ruling in their houses. But I've been in touch with Harare since the runoff election, and everything is back to normal.
Zimbabwe's young men and young women who have gotten, in many cases, such a good education in the Zimbabwean system then grow up and often find that there's no place for them to put their skills to work. There are people of Zimbabwean descent and citizenship in the UK, the US, Australia, South Africa, all around the world. What are you going to do to get them back?
Well, at the moment, our economy has been affected by the sanctions that the West imposed after we decided to redistribute land equitably between the races. And so we are going through a rough patch, and we think that within the next few years, the economy is going to be revived. When that occurs, the indigenous people will be in charge. We will not be a neo-colony of the British as we have been hitherto. And so, by the way, Zimbabwe is not the only country that has people in the diaspora. There are more Ghanaians or Nigerians and so forth in the diaspora than Zimbabweans. It's just that for Zimbabwe, it is a recent phenomenon as a result of this rough economic patch we are going through.
But do you think, you bring up the issue of the West. Right now, President Bush is calling for an international arms embargo and drafting new economic sanctions. How are you going to operate in the face of widespread tightening of sanctions by the West?
Mark my word. Please mark my word. President Bush is wasting his time because the Chinese know what it is all about. It's about Western control of Africa's resources. They know, the Russians also know the game that the British and the Americans are playing in Africa, particularly in Zimbabwe. And they will not let the UN Security Council impose an arms embargo on Zimbabwe just because Zimbabwe refuses to be controlled by the British and the Americans.
Most people don't have everyday concerns that stretch to geopolitics that affect many, many nations. They're concerned with things that are right at home. Do you think that Zimbabwe, in part because of the nature of the political discourse right now, will fall back into a situation where it has certain patron states, perhaps China and Russia, and certain states that it is, there's antipathy, like the UK and the US?
Well, the Cold War is over. We do not have a socialist camp. The capitalist camp is still there. But as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, it's not about this camp or that camp. Zimbabwe is just about to strengthen its control of its natural resources. We have passed legislation recently to extend what happened on the land reform front, to extend it to other fronts like the minerals and industry and so forth. So it's about the empowerment of the people of Zimbabwe. And this struggle, in my view, is very clear to, you know, countries in the third world that once were the victims of colonialism and imperialism. That's why none of them is condemning us or agreeing that we should be isolated. We have friends, and you know, in Asia, Africa, Latin America, the only ones that seek to control our natural resources are our former colonial master, Britain, and its allies.
Let's look ahead. If you look down the road, say 20 years, what do you want to see Zimbabwe look like, and what do you expect? And of course, none of us is promised any specific number of days on this earth, but President Mugabe may well be gone by then. He may well be gone well before then.
Right. What the government of Zimbabwe would like to see is a peaceful and developed and prosperous country whose population have control over their natural resources. And we wish this not just for Zimbabwe, but for Africa, because Africa will never, never, ever develop until they have control of their natural resources. And Africa will not develop from handouts.
One last question before I let you go. There are a lot of people in rural areas, in Mashonaland, and even in urban areas, who just don't have enough food to eat. What is the government going to do about that in the short term?
You know, as we speak now, we are involved in the largest farm mechanization program Africa has ever seen. And in the course of that, we have distributed tens of thousands of plows, thousands of tractors, and we are actually building a factory for tractors. We are also building a plant for fertilizer. So we have focused on agriculture. And at the moment, we have done better than most African countries in terms of feeding our own people. But, you know, the media in the West, they want people to believe that there is starvation in Zimbabwe. There's no starvation. People are not dying of hunger. In fact, if you want to look for starvation, you have to go to other parts of Africa. In Zimbabwe, we have had a food deficit as a result of the drought. And the World Food Program, WFP, will tell you that Zimbabwe is not the worst country in Africa in terms of food security.
Well, Ambassador, thank you so much for talking to us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Mashavinyika Mapuranga is Zimbabwe's ambassador to the United States.